What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Today, I'm coming at you with my man, Ali Awad, and today he's going to talk to us about how to make a wad of money. Tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do it for the people who don't know you, my man.
Sure, man. So my name is Ali Awad, and I help injured people make a wad of money. I started my entrepreneurship journey at the young age of 5, where I started selling pictures of Dragon Ball Z characters at my elementary school. And I just always had an interest in entrepreneurship and owning my own business. Before I went to law school, I had 7 different companies. I had bought an apartment complex using just credit cards that gave me balance transfers at 0%. And I took a lot of the online sales experience and retail sales experience and converted that into a personal injury practice. And so because we have so much one-on-one time with people, I created a business that's kind of takes all of my skills and years of experience into something fun and exciting that actually helps people and battles the big guy, right? Like these insurance companies out here, you know, getting paid. And, I want to make sure that I'm making a positive impact. So today I run a personal injury law firm in Atlanta, and I have, we probably handle about 1,000 cases right now. Most of these cases are car accident, truck accident, wrongful death, catastrophic injury cases. And the majority of my cases just come from social media, where I say that I always say I don't advertise. I just put out free legal content, and that's how the clients come and find out about me. So that's what I'm all about, man.
Awesome, man. So you were able to go from working out of the trunk of your car to building a massive business. Can you talk about like the mindset shifts you had to go through and like more of what that looked like?
Yeah. So I took this picture in February 12th of 2017. It was after I was working at this, after I worked at this attorney's office for about a year and a half. It was after law school. I took this job making 40 grand a year. And I thought, all right, man, this is the opportunity where I'm going to be able to come in, show that I'm a badass, you know, bring in clients, take care of business and become a partner at this firm and continue growing and excelling. And this is where my career is going to take off. Well, I realized that from, you know, 2015, from when I started to 2017, all of the bonuses that I was supposed to earn and generate were somehow never making it to me. There was always some sort of excuse or some sort of, you know, accounting error. It never felt like I was being paid what I was worth. And it seemed like I was just getting the short end of the stick everywhere I went, right? So in 2017, I decided, all right, I'm going to stop, I'm going to quit, and I'm going to start my own practice, which is a really scary thought because as a personal injury lawyer, it takes 6, 12, 24 months to settle one of your cases. So you have to be able to survive during that pipeline sort of buildup, kind of like in the real estate game, you know? And so 2017, I quit my job. I spent the 10 months of that year to finish off the year, just really get my feet wet and generate clients through social media, put out, you know, legal advice, personal insurance information, things like that. And in 2018, I became a millionaire, literally the year after, just from doing these personal injury cases and from giving people free legal advice. And so how I started from the trunk of my car, and the way that I was able to build up an 8-figure practice in such a short amount of time was by always overvaluing, always providing overwhelming amount of value to my viewers on social, and not sounding like every other lawyer. Like my unique value proposition, we talk about the UVP, right? My unique value proposition was that I was just different, that I was approachable, that you could shoot me a DM, and you can actually have access to a lawyer that's licensed and knows what they're doing. And I just kept putting more and more effort into that. And now we have like something like 500,000 followers on social, and it just keeps growing and growing because we're all about giving people free legal advice and empowering them to make the right decisions if they're involved in an accident or they have any other legal issues that come up. And that's just how it is, man. That's the plan. That's the goal. And we're going to keep doing that until we become the number one spot.
I love that, man. So I do got to ask, has practicing law come in handy as a business owner?
I think so. I think that being an attorney, well, it is, but not for the reasons that you think. So most people think, oh, well, I'm a lawyer, so I can review contracts. And, you know, I know when someone is trying to take advantage of me legally, or I know when something doesn't make sense. But the truth is that because I am in an industry where most people are not good business people, it makes it so much easier to excel. Do you know what I mean? Like, most doctors and lawyers just suck at business. And if you're an entrepreneur and you took those years to go over that barrier to entry, then you're in a business, you're in an industry where you really don't have that much, I say the word competition loosely, because there are, you know, competitors in this space, but the vast majority of them suck. You know, they're not hungry. They don't want to excel. They don't want to win. They don't want to eat. They just want things to come to them. And for those of us that are hungry and grew up poor and have always been ambitious and never take anything less than the absolute best, there's way more opportunity in businesses, like in the professional world, because so many people rely on those degrees instead of their entrepreneurial spirit and the eat what you kill mentality. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. And I love that answer. So you've started a lot of companies and you've assisted a lot of other people in starting their businesses and getting going. What are the foundational things that you always make sure that people have in place to ensure their success?
So can you be a little bit more specific about that?
Like, for instance, when I step into a business, I like to make sure that they have their system down, their messages are tight, and they're clear on what they're doing. Like, what are the first things that you feel like make the biggest difference on whether a company can be successful or not?
Okay, so when I'm talking about lawyers, I think the thing that I look for to determine whether a lawyer is going to be successful is their persuasion skills. And that doesn't mean in the courtroom, right? You're in front of a jury of 12 people. You know how to sell your client's case because you spent all this time with the client, studying their case, studying the details, and you know exactly how to present the case in such a way where you feel confident that you're going to win. But for some reason, those persuasion skills don't really translate into the process of client acquisition, right? We're not spending enough time and we're not practicing and honing in on that skill set of, how do I make sure that when someone calls my office, I know they are going to come to my firm and they have no doubt in their mind that I can do the best work for them and no one else can do what I can do? How do you do that? How do you get to that point? First, it starts with just basic persuasion skills, like the ability to sell. And I think there's a lot of different styles of salesmanship. I absolutely hate the forced selling. I hate that old school, you know, 70s and 80s style used car salesman's tactics where you have to force someone to buy your stuff. Like, if you have to force someone to buy your stuff, then it probably sucks, right? Or they really need a little bit of convincing. And, you know, there's a time and a place for that, but that shouldn't be the main strategy. I like to sell by educating. And so I realize that the highest level of conversion, the easiest way to convince someone to hire me is by showing them that I can solve their problem. And I do that by educating them about the problem and showing them ways that, or ideas that they may not have noticed or thought about. You know, like if you're in a car accident, you're like, well, why do I need the lawyer? And I'm gonna pay them a big chunk of the settlement. What's the point of hiring this lawyer? Well, if I do a good enough job of educating you on all the different ways that you can maximize the value of your case, and I give you statistics on how most people end up getting paid 5 times less by working with an insurance company directly instead of hiring a lawyer, and I open up your eyes to all of these things that you may have missed, cognitively in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, there are some things that this guy might know that I didn't think I knew. And if just during the course of this 5, 10, 15 minute call, they've educated me about all of this, I can't imagine what I'm missing out on. And that's where you need to get. The problem is we don't know how to get there. We just know how to talk and assume that the salesmanship and the persuasion is not part of our business model, when in fact it is It is the lifeblood of our organization. And so the number one skill that I look for with attorneys to determine whether I think they're going to be successful is their level of persuasion, their ability to persuade someone to make a decision, the right decision to hire them for that service, and to make them so confident that no one else could solve their problem better than they can. That's what I look for.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.